no one else can take you high, but and we're back. Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself there. I played one Deftones song, and then I just wanted to listen to another after, because that's a really good album.
It is.
And yeah, those guys, I've been a fan of those guys for a long time. They're one of those bands that I discovered when I was younger, like a teenager, and their style kind of evolved as I grew older, and so I never really dropped them because, you know, they used to be like... their music used to be harder, used to be like angstier, and they still throw some of that in there sometimes, but they kind of mellow out. And so if I want to like grow up with the band, you know what I mean? I don't think they can, you can't just have the same sound year after year after year after year. So I respect when bands evolve their sound for better or worse. But I've liked those guys for a long time.
Yeah, no, I was never a huge fan of them. And I slowly... Like I listened to Sex Tape was like the first song. I was like, oh, this is Deftones? Like, this is sick. This doesn't sound like Deftones that I've heard. And then like you started playing these two songs, and I'm like, man, this is like actually kind of good. So I have to revisit this album.
I'm converting you. It's cool because, like I said, their sound is a little varied. So you're going to find songs that are probably for you, and you're probably going to find songs that aren't. But I like that about them. So I just want to remind everyone that this is Danny, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The time is 10:02, and I am not surprised at all by the fact that there is no other DJ here. So Frankie and I are going to hang out for just a little bit longer, maybe an extra 15, 20 minutes before we call it quits. We will play a few more songs for you. I'm sure that a lot of you are probably going to sleep right now because you got to be up early in the morning.
Yep, I'll be next.
I know, yeah. You're past your bedtime.
I'm way past my bedtime.
It's okay. I mentioned earlier, I've been up since 4:30 in the morning. I am probably just going to crash when I go home.
I probably will too. It's been a long, long day.
Yeah. It's almost over.
Thank God.
You know what? Today was a nice day, though. Like, it was 70s today. Yeah. It was great.
It was a very nice day. It didn't feel like death outside. Even though I said I'd rather be too hot than too cold, I still do appreciate a normal summer day.
Yeah, a normal summer day. I didn't sweat much today, but then again, I pretty much had a fan or air conditioner on me at all times today because that's just how I operate in the summer.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, I'll wake up and turn the AC on and then go outside and be like, oh, it's actually 60 degrees out. I don't need the AC. Oops. Like, I just default turn it on, you know?
Believe it or not, it was comfortable at work today.
I find that hard to believe.
It was comfortable. It did not feel like death.
You're lying to me right now.
No.
Next serious. Thing you're going to say is that your farts on the air are fake.
Yeah.
What to believe.
I don't know anything anymore.
I'm questioning everything. Are you even my friend? How long have I known you?
Not very long.
All right, so we're going to play one more song for you guys, it seems. And it has been our pleasure to serve you tonight. Remember, this is Outer Heaven Radio. We will be back on Friday at 10 p.m. That's every Friday. And we are signing off with this last song. Thank you very much. Have a great night, everybody.
hop off the jet, belly get wrist. Cash through the mud and I get a check. You selling run on my pants and my chest. Chanel dress, clean up a mess. I eat a flesh, you know the rest. Count up a hun, copper Rolex. Shine like the sun, you truly blessed. Lose 1 for 10, in the clip boy like I who with these jets. Yes, it's on me, got my Gucci shirt wet. Put an M in my bag, gon' get used to the rest. I went to school where they teach you finesse. 500 shoes for the drip, I invest. I'm the boss man, I keep catching the decks. Know the cool fast when they end with an S.
Now that I'm home, back off the road, we shut it down, where they sold. Checks on the streets, J number 4, Saint Laurent feet, put it on toes. Take it with me, double your dose, covered with angels that's watching my soul. Jack out of bed, it's bigger windows. Said I be the intent, but I got the info.
I feel like I'm chosen, I'm covered in gold. Nothing but fire, man. She hopped it and drove.
Hands on my neck, flawless baguette. Hop off a jet, belly get wrist. Cash through the mud and I get a check. You selling run on my pants and my chest. Chanel dress, clean up a mess. I eat a flesh, you know the rest.
Yo, we are back, everybody. It is Questa. You're listening to 91.5 FM Louisville Metro Tubes Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning so far. We're situating ourselves, so please listen to this song. And everything
else. The flame on the island, me and Cash gonna hop on a Learjet. Got potters every color, and I got CCs you ain't seen yet. Said I kicked the cup, and now I'm asking where the codeine at. 30 points and up, Eliante dripping, my whole team wet.
We are back, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. It is Klefsta, and we have a couple guests. We'll start with, to my right,
is Patty Melt.
Patty Melt.
From Houston.
From Houston.
Currently living in Boston.
And then to the right of him.
We got Fuego from San Diego.
And?
Papi Chulo, also living in Greater Boston area.
The Greater Boston area.
And do we live in the same domicile?
There's actually a small mic issue because they have a weird setup from before. So I'm just going to go straight to music again. Thank you again for listening to WMFO. I know, yeah, I have to fix it. I can't do it without turning off the mic. So I'm just going to fix that real quick. We're going to do some West Side Gun. New album came out like the other day.
For no stove, push the gold demon. Before I tell Kim twice, nigga know the reasons. And yo, I've been locked up about 100 seasons. Turned 2 to 5, it was pure genius. Saint Laurent jeans suit, heard the Margiela screeching. Go to B block, you know Doc got the seasonings. Pulled by the prayer rug, leave it. Now we gon' break fast, noodles for the remix. 10 o'clock out, we may slide up in Emmons. 5 times a day, I did 100 in the Beamer. Didn't hit them all, but it was close enough. Did it broad day, so you know it's us. Going down barely in the Maybach. Kicked down the door with a safe at. Didn't hit them all, but it was close enough. Did it broad day, so you know it's us. Going down barely in the Maybach. Kicked down the door with a safe at. Hey yo, it's Saboteur going shopping. We ain't wanna kill him, all we wanna do is rob him. Back with Hill 3 drop, you was in the mountain. On the dance floors, grease tents, Mike LeBoutons. C.O. Jones, let us get the pack through. Need to use the phone, I'ma need 1,000 macros. Cornell, we was all shackled up for PA. Rocking on fire, I told him Virgil was a DJ. Didn't hit him all, but it was close enough.
And I'm awesome!
That's right, we are awesome. Hello, everybody. That was Gunless by Westside Gunn. And did we name everybody? So we got the mic.
Not
so
naming
we so we have yeah because we got Patty Melt. Fuego's mic wasn't on. That was the one that was. I just know, like, well, I noticed that they took out the mic from the panel, so I had to fix it. So now Fuego can do his introduction.
I'm back.
I don't think I'm on.
It's Fuego from San Diego.
Your mic is on. Put your here. Can you hear yourself? Oh, yeah, right. And then we have to the right of him,
Papi Chulo.
That's right. And then we have to the right of Papi Chulo. No name yet.
Yeah, no name.
No name yet.
No name.
Is that the name?
No, we're not going with that. No. This is my show. You can't do that. be more creative than that. But would you like at least introduce? You don't have to say a name, I guess, but introduce another person is in here. Just to speak to the mic. No, her specifically. Just say something. Yeah, that you're here. I don't know. I mean, we just acknowledge that your existence is in the room. Because people can't see you. You don't have to say a name. Just say like hi.
Hi.
There you go.
Hey. Say what's up. That's there right. And today was. Hopefully the AC is not too loud in the background because I've heard these recordings are kind of loud. But anyway, I don't even know why it's on. It's not even too hot in here. But yesterday was a scorcher. Definitely, it was like what 98, 90.
It was hot.
Hot day.
It's hot.
It's hot. We. The Mexico games, right? Oh, wait, who's gonna put that on so we could watch? I thought we were doing live updates, right?
Oh yeah, we should check.
Is it halftime right now?
Papi Chulo's on the stream hunt.
The stream hunt? What's the website? Foodie Bites? Are we doing?
That is not true.
Ronaldo7.net.
None of this is true.
None of this is true.
It is not happening.
We're not watching the game. All right, but it's halftime anyways, isn't it? That's what Patty Mill told me.
That is true.
We are. Currently, rooting for Mexico. Mostly people. I don't know if everybody. I am.
Yeah, I'm going for Mexico.
All right. So Fuegs is going for Mexico. We got Patty Melt wearing the Mexico jersey, which you can't see, but so that's kind of obvious. And then I'm going for Mexico.
I'm also going for Mexico.
And then is our other guest, unnamed guest, is you have to speak into the.
Mic. I mean, until I get my U.S. citizenship, they ain't getting shit from me.
Hey. All right. There you go. So we'll stick it to the man that is the United States. Who else? Someone else played. It was a women's team, right? They played earlier today.
USA team won. So we stand them. We stand them though.
Was that it? Was it the final, or is there more?
Yeah, they won the World Cup.
Oh, nice. I don't really even know when the regular World Cup happens.
Fourth total World Cup for the women.
Really?
How many women's World Cups have there been?
Several. Yeah, they're spaced out every 4 years, like the men's.
Right, but I feel like so have they all been since like men started? The women's World Cup has also started. That's what I'm asking.
Probably sometime in like the 70s or 80s or something.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Right.
I don't know.
Who's won the most then? If the U.S. now has four.
The U.S.
Four. Four is the most.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
USOP. Yeah, who's second?
What, France or?
I don't know.
he's very sincere. He doesn't know.
I just stand the women's world team.
We all stand. USA. I also stand. I don't even know if Mexico qualifies for that. Do they?
They were in the World Cup.
Were they any good?
I think they made it past the group stage, but I don't recall.
Until they have true women's rights, it won't happen, right?
They don't have a chicharito. They need a chicharita.
Chicharito.
I mean, we had a chicharito, and that we still haven't won a World Cup. I don't know if you're trying to do that comparison. I don't know. Is this? I'm saying we because I go for again Mexico.
That's a good point.
Why you gotta hurt me like that?
But anyway, we'll go back to some music. We have Fueg's selection of choice. So Fueg, what is the artist he chose?
Kendrick Lamar.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you. just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
Back, everybody. How's everybody doing? That was not Kendrick. I'll take the fault for that. The following song will be Kendrick. That was the Menhaddeds, old like soul group. I don't know if they're actually from New York, but they're called the Menhaddeds. They probably aren't. I think one of the album arts they have, they're like coming out of like a sewer hole.
Is that
the five of them? Like just
they, like Ninja Turtles.
From, like,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like the 70s thing or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I think they're from the... I think they still make music. Don't know if it's any good. The Menhaddeds, yeah.
How long have they been around?
That was from the 70s. It could have been before. It's at least the 70s.
Some of them are probably dead. Yeah.
Possible, you know what? I'm gonna look this up. Are any of the Menhaddeds dead?
Is this real?
It's going to be like Menhaddeds.
The Manhattan Project?
Oh.
They started... Not the Manhattan Project. Let's not talk about that.
we don't talk about that.
We could
years
talk about
active,
that.
1962 to present.
Hey.
Let's see.
So they're still putting stuff out there.
It's a long career.
So let me see. When was the last time they... 2013.
Damn.
They came out with a song called Just For Tonight, but that was the most recent one.
All right.
Yeah, they're a classic like soul group that, you know, mostly singles. Like... That's how they used to do it. I guess they don't really change. They do have albums, of course.
Beautiful.
Let's see. I'm trying to see. Has anybody died?
Yeah.
I guess. What was criticism? Some of them have left the group to do stuff and to work for other labels. But it doesn't seem like. Oh no! Yeah, someone died in 2014.
RIP.
RIP.
Someone. Oh, two of them died in 2014.
Oh, double.
Double RIP.
Yep.
That's sad to hear.
Oh wait, one died in 2015. Yeah, no, there's not a lot of them left.
There you go.
The Manhattans are flying.
Rest
like
in peace.
How many of them are there? I don't even want to know.
You listed
a few names.
Three of them died. we'll just go with that.
All right.
Also, as usual, we have video game music playing in the background. Give me a second, I'll set that up.
We don't, but we do.
We will have that set up.
So you have to guess. Text me or someone in the show to guess what the game is. This is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It's probably the most obvious.
If you've ever touched one of these, you're...
If you've ever played video games, probably. You probably know this.
If you've been on the internet in any time in the mid-2000s up to, like, now, you'll know.
It's a part of the culture.
Yeah.
Is there a headset learning?
It's all good.
All good? Okay. All right. So text me or whoever if you know this. This was Flake's choice. We're doing it in haste. Also, someone's voice is mad deep, someone says.
Mad deep.
Who has the deepest voice? I don't think... Is your...
I'm just ad-libbing, that's why.
Your voice is pretty deep.
Fuego! Is my voice... I feel like my voice is raspy, if anything. Is it that deep?
It's... Yeah.
I don't think I'd describe it as deep.
Who has the deepest voice? Alright, who objectively, who do you think in the room?
I don't know.
Maybe Lorenzo.
Fwigs. Alright, I would also say Fwigs. Lorenzo, no. He's saying, no way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hear my own voice.
I get you. He's just trying to put the blame on someone. I was like, not me. It's definitely that guy.
It's Fwigs.
It's Fwigs, definitely. We don't say people's real names on the show, so you have to guess who Fwigs is. Though, I mean, he's from San Diego.
Yeah, there you go.
He's also not the most creative guy with names, so that might also help to...
How does that help, being from San Diego?
Because people know... There's only so... How many people do you know from San Diego?
There's Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio is from San Diego.
Pretty sure he's from there.
Can I meet him too?
Who?
Who?
Do you actually know him?
No.
Oh.
He was my hero.
But why would I have Rey Mysterio on the show?
Why not?
How would I have Rey Mysterio on the show?
Connections, man.
Bro, I don't even watch like wrestling.
You ended up out here.
Anyway, we're all Mexicans.
If you know this person, you know they're from San Diego. That's what I mean. If you know Fuego, you know he's from San Diego.
Yeah.
Or San Fuego, as some people like to say, right?
Yeah.
All right, now we got Fwig's song coming up. Fwig, what's the artist again?
Not Kendrick Lamar.
That's right. It is not Kendrick Lamar. So, shouts out to Compton.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my nigga, this courtesy of Compton.
Courtesy of Compton.
Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see thorns there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't brag to me, tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, you're probably food shape. But we ain't thirsty,
nigga. Never alert me, nigga. I got a P89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, nigga. This is a burpee, nigga. Lyrical exercise. Right now, homie, I'm in an extra vibe. Pipe down on the curve when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. That's echelon.
I am a sinner.
That's excellent.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm winning. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shits down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink in the whitest with a mink. Running through that bitch like it's my house, all up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby, Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President departed, name one nigga out there harder than him. I'll wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back, bitch. I got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves a nigga got left. Back to this joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Kill my vibe. That's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn eulogy to urinals. Niggas pissed off. I minister this generation, my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16 that I read a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas, touchdown with morphines, I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Bitch, I'm here, nigga. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Nigga, Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim at them on purpose like blah. Mini 14 like blah. Empty yet another magazine like blah. Let a young nigga get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the bad, the good guy, the last, the hood got the last that would try to pass a good chop. And Sean's a back beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Bitch, see at Woodstock.
And we are back, everybody. That's right. This is Clefsa, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. Thank you for listening. This is Freeform Radio. Diamond Cut Trenches is the name of the show.
Freeform.
Freeform. And that's right. We got Fuegs, who's not going to talk at all for the night, but just do ad-libs with his very deep voice.
Do what?
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to run out of things to say within like a minute, but... we are here. The Mexico game is now in progress again. Is yes. Halftime done?
They're in the 52nd minute right now. Well, our stream is in the 52nd minute. It is on my iPhone 6.
You're giving more information.
They're passing the ball to the left wing. They're moving up the field. Mexico in the black jerseys, USA in the red.
Your phone's not even out, is it?
Yeah, it's over here.
Oh, dude. I thought he was looking straight down. I was like, where's your phone?
Referee calls a foul. Right outside the penalty box.
Se lo perdió.
It's close. It's close. They might score.
But can we talk about how announcing sports in Spanish is just better for some reason?
Objectively.
It's true.
There's no
contest.
Do we
agree with this?
No contest.
I mean, obviously we have bias. Maybe we can speak to our other guests who might not have a bias towards this. Because all of us are from a Spanish-speaking country, more or less.
I agree with this.
You're not the guest without a name.
I mean, it's not entertaining because I feel like they have more sound effects, you know?
Is it more animated?
There's like more like, I mean, I don't want to say in Spanish that much, but like, they're like, oh, they're moving this way and that way. But then in Spanish, it's like, there's action,
right,
they're narrating it as it goes on. So
okay.
It's more fun to listen to.
Okay.
All right, there you have it.
Objectively.
So, it's objectively better. You heard it, folks. Now, have you all heard sports that aren't like soccer in Spanish?
Yeah. No.
Like boxing is better for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I would say boxing is better. Though it's still pretty good in English. But boxing in English isn't bad.
What do they say when they like punch someone or like make a hit or contact?
I do not watch boxing that much, so I can't really say. Do you know? I mean, I feel like Patty Melt has maybe watched.
They just announced.
They just announced.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. They're just more like.
They speak
animated.
Faster, right?
They're more energetic. Yeah, Spanish is usually as. Faster language than
English. I feel like there's like a rhythm to it when they speak.
Yeah.
Compared to English, you're like
flow, and just, it's like
if you're doing ad-libs, I'm gonna put your mic a little down.
Pick it up.
You want, right, go. That hurt my ears. But I watching baseball since I'm a big baseball fan. I watch the playoffs in Spanish, just because like it's on Fox Sports like the Espanol, and it's 10 times better. And I have no idea. I mean, in general, the Fox Sports is pretty bad for baseball. Like, they have, Joe Buck or whatever. Joe Buck's so boring.
Joe Buck is...
He's one of the most boring announcers ever, but... I don't know. It's just, like, something... I think it creates a different atmosphere when you're watching. I feel like I'm watching it at a house, even if I'm not. Like, even if I'm on the bus or whatever. Like, it makes me feel more... I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Shout out, Joe Buck.
No, don't. I don't like that guy.
Shouts out.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm gonna change the song because no one guessed it so far. Someone. Oh, did something happen? Someone texted. Wait, did something happen?
Did what?
Did something. Someone. A friend just texted me about the game. Something happened? Something negative about the US because he's going for Mexico.
They're kicking the ball.
It's still the same score though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. So that. What was playing right now was. Sonic, which if you didn't live in Iraq, you probably know that thing. But I don't even know what we're laughing at anymore. What's going on?
They're kicking the ball.
It's
that's,
soccer,
his
ad- yeah.
That's his ad lib.
Kicking.
But now we switched to background music. Please guess what game it's from.
It's one of my favorite OSTs of any video game.
OST, for who doesn't know what that means, is original soundtrack.
Yes, it's the music.
Original?
The music in the background. I also agree. This is a great original soundtrack.
I've seen them do like orchestras and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, they went full blown for this game. First like game of this franchise to do so.
Yeah, growing up in like my teenage years, I used to like geek over like all these Pokemon, especially because I was a band kid too. I just really enjoyed listening to all the different instruments in the.
Wait, why does that have to do anything with being a bad kid? I'm confused.
Band kid.
Oh, dude, I think you said like a kid who got. Did you understand bad as well?
Yeah, I heard bad.
I used to play trombone.
Bad boy. Or yeah. Band kid? You're a band kid?
Did you march?
Back to the bone, yeah.
You're marching kid? What'd you play?
Trombone.
Man, the like, hardest like, ones out there.
Like.
Yes, sir.
Like Patrick in that episode?
Me a tromboner. Yeah, in that episode.
Nice.
The episode, you know, like when Sandy shoves him into the trombone and then, like, he's, like, making the trombone sounds when he sits?
Yeah.
Like in SpongeBob, do you remember that episode?
Yeah, you sent me that picture.
Yeah, I did send you that picture. Yeah, because it was one of the recent ones on that one Twitter account.
Yeah, it's one of my go-to anime or
anime. SpongeBob is now officially an anime, everybody.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Technically, it's American anime.
No,
I will rebrand it as that.
No, you said anime. I'll take it as that.
He said rebrand.
Rebrand.
SpongeBob. That's who.
Oh, my bad.
SpongeBob.
That SpongeBob is one of my favorite shows ever. I can watch that for hours. I've seen like every episode. Like I remember the next scene like exactly every time. Yeah, I've seen it so many times as a kid. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I just remember like literally and then I just start laughing before because like I remember like oh that's what happens. It's dumb. But the show is just like Christine. I don't know. There's a weird like way they're able to get humor for kids and adults. I don't know. They're able to. Or maybe you guys don't find it as funny. I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
It's great.
Please, how many times have you been on the show?
How many times have I what?
Been on the show.
Too many.
There you go. Those are the phrases he always says. He says, it's great. When he's on the show, he says, too many. And I asked him, I think it was the second show. I was like, wait, how many times have you been on the show? He's like, too many times. Like, it's the second time.
I meant too many times.
But then, I don't know. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense either. I don't believe that.
Two, period. Many times, because many is more than one.
Many can be anything.
It's two separate.
All right. As much as I agree with you, Fuegs is not clever enough to think that on the spot on a radio show. There's no way.
Maybe you underestimate.
No, I said it and then I thought of it.
Okay, I believe that. I feel like you'll say something and then you'll think like, yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. And then what else does he like to say? Oh, it's curse words, which you can't say on the show, but he likes to say like,
yep.
Oh, beep. You know, you know, oh, blip. He's done it on the show quite a few times actually.
Yep.
I think he's been the. I think he's almost at double digits now.
Yeah, good like amount. He slipped the most.
He said a lot, actually.
Slip.
Yeah.
Like many variations. Yeah. Many words.
He's slipped many times. I remember at one time, I think it was twice. Like it happened in the same sentence, like back to back, like whoa, 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 and then I cut off his mic, and then he was like upset, and then once like the music, we started had music playing, he's like, bro, did you even know what you did? He's like, what I do?
Yeah,
he had no recollection.
I got
what
carried
happened.
Away in my
yeah.
story. I was just talking. And yeah. I didn't even realize.
And then one time he caught himself, and then he cursed when he caught himself. He was like, "Oh dang!" But I mean, instead of saying "dang," he said another word. That was like a curse. Oh shucks. But anyway, we're gonna go to music now. We have our guest song. What is the artist you chose? Just the artist name. Don't say anything else.
Beyonce, but it has Nicki Minaj on it.
Right. Beyonce, but it has Nicki
Minaj.
Maybe.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. He be thinking about me when he wax off. Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drop. Know where you was when that digital pop. I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stopped the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitsy on fleek. Pretty on fleek. Pretty gang, always keep them niggas on geek. Biting through Texas, feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping at work, he digging at work. I got it. 36 for that real, panky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna taste, digging up my ego. Bitches ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that ho-ho, let that ho know.
He in love with that
cook. Why these bitches don't ever be learning? You bitches will never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records, that's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40, I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger, that is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Drippin' on that work.
tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all at work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Stinging with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we flawless. We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go let them whores know. Just on this song alone, bitches on her fourth floor. You like it, don't you?
We indeed like it. Now we're gonna do the sponsor of the hour. I it's just an ad, but I choose the same one, so it's my sponsor.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Build prisons, not schools?
I can never say that very well.
Yeah, but wait, hold up. Is that what the phrase is? We woke up fine. We're happy that Anthony Davis is on the Lakers now officially, right?
Yeah, that was crazy, actually. These past 2 days? Past week and a half.
Yeah, no, the Kawhi news broke my heart, but I mean, oof. The Lakers are okay.
Yeah,
but they'll live. They'll live. The West is just stacked now.
It is. The East has
Celtics.
So yeah, I guess the Nets, so. Yeah,
the Nets, Katie and Kyrie.
But Katie's not playing.
Kyrie,
but Kyrie has never been able to carry a team by himself.
DeAndre Jordan.
No. Why are you even name dropping him? Right. and Alex Caruso is going to take us to the promised land, bro. Please.
He was briefly relevant.
He was for the Clippers, yeah, for a long, not long time ago, maybe like 3 years ago.
For what?
Yeah, he was good. But now we. The East has what? The Celtics, the Sixers, and the Bucks? I mean, I guess you could say the Nets. I said the Sixers. What do you mean the Phillies, bro? That's a baseball team. You say Bryce Harper going to sink a three or something.
I mean, might as well. They traded Jimmy.
They did. Jimmy wanted to go to Miami for whatever. That team's not even. Nah. I don't even know anyone. That team's not going to get anywhere. But anyway, enough of basketball because it's. You see Fuig already like looking at walls and. One time we were on the show. I remember it was like, yeah, we're watching. Like, it was like the finals. We're talking about the Raptors versus the Warriors, whatever. And then on the mic, he went to Fuig's actor, Astor. And he watched every game, by the way. We watched like every other Raptor game that existed. It's like the Raptors are. Yeah. Is that a basketball team?
I had no idea.
We were so upset. So I just cut immediately and like, Fuig, we watched all the games together. Literally all the games together. He had no recollection.
Were you hurt? Were you hurt by him saying that?
I was, yeah. It was me and Papa B were here. And Papa B was like, well, we were all there. It was all of us. All of us were there like every other night watching the games. Hey. And he had no recollection.
So only watch soccer?
No, he doesn't even watch. No, he doesn't watch
sports. I still don't know what team it is. Or what sport it is.
The Raptors?
Yeah.
But we told you. And you're like, oh, that's right. We did watch them.
I still don't know if it's football or basketball.
It's one of those. For
it's
sure.
One of those. Yeah, you narrowed it down to 50. Yeah, 50, yeah. 50.
They either have
the ball
or not.
You want to take a guess on which one it is? You have a 50 chance.
Don't take it. Don't take the chance.
I'm going to take it.
All right. He's putting all the chips in right now.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to have some tense music in the background. What was it?
Basketball.
You're 100% on it.
That's my guess, yeah.
All right, then you're correct. It was basketball.
Hey,
you got it.
I got it.
Proud of you.
Yeah, because we watched basketball a lot. We only watched, like, what, maybe 2 football games together? Aside from the Super Bowl?
Football is boring, kind of.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, you love football, though. That's a guy talking about who loves the NFL.
I really enjoy football, but.
What's more boring, baseball or football?
Baseball
is boring.
Foosball.
But
I think baseball's the most thrilling experience.
No. If I'm watching a team that isn't my hometown Astros, then it's boring. But if I'm watching the Astros and I'm entertained like the whole game, because I know my team.
You like the little antics you do in every seconds.
I like the sideline cams.
All the racist things Guriel does and whatever.
We don't talk about that.
We'll talk about that off camera.
He did his time.
I'm upset.
Okay, so in the World Series, he did a very racist thing on TV, and then
what'd he do?
We won't talk about it on air. But
can we?
I would rather not. Personally, for my show. This is my show. Let me have this.
You can have anything you want.
All right, thank you. He did something, and then they're like, all right, we'll suspend him next season, not for the World Series. I'm like, where's the standard coming from? Yeah, and then they won anyway. He contributed, but I think they would have won it regardless if he was there or not. I was just upset that he, like, did something bad, and then the MLB's like, whatever, we'll just give him. There's 162 games in baseball, so if they suspend him for like two games in the beginning of the regular season,
yeah,
no one cares. So like, I was just upset about that. But anyway, we'll go on to the next song. I believe it is Patty Melt's song. Patty Melt, what is the song?
What's the artist?
I'm not thinking.
Playboi Carti.
Playboi Carti, that's right. And we are gonna talk like a baby or talk in cursive.
Woke up to niggas talking like me. Oh, I think they like me. Yeah, they like me. Diamonds on me, ice cream. Oh, that's lightly. My Draco bitch is spitely. Diamonds on me, bite. I heard these niggas wanna fight me. Meet me at my next show, but you better bring a pipe. Me. We ain't fight. I think she like me. Exciting. So exciting. Fuck me. Penny cool, I'm riding with a Dodge. Fuck. I just spent 100 on my watch piece. I done fell in love with a Dodge. Fuck. She just wanna fuck me for my clout. Fuck. Bitch, I'm off the lean, I crashed the Audi. Fuck. About to spend 200 on this Audi. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Talk. I woke up to niggas sounding like me. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Oh, I think they like me. Yup. In my white tee. Yup. Oh, no, baby. Smoke so much, don't need some vice. Dion nigga don't like me. But act just like me. Fucked all of y'all bitches, so at they parties don't invite me. That bitch that you wifey. She so trifling. I been getting money, so don't nothing really excite me. Cardi put a 6 and a 4 up the right lane. Damn that boy, asking for some more, like the Sprite clean. Yeah, that's that dirty. That's that dirty. That girl all up in my face like she ain't try to swerve me. These boys all up in my lane, I swear they keep on merging. No, I cannot see a lame, cause my Rolls Royce got curtains. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. I woke up to niggas sounding like me. Woke up to niggas.
Mexico scored. Let's go, everybody. We don't need to put the rest of the, we'll put the next song in the background. Mexico has scored.
Golazo.
Golazo.
I'm not sure who scored. Honorary.
Golazo.
Mexico.
We love it. We'll go back to the music. Yeah, we just scored.
I'm in by then with Pyrus and I don't even bang. Shout out G, we ain't your L, yo hold at the game. Shout out GG, that's my boo, she know that I claim. Shooting at these niggas like I'm in the pain. Woke up like this. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Talk. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. I woke up to niggas sounding like me. Woke up to niggas talking like me. Woke up to niggas sounding like me. Woke up to niggas talking like me.
Woke up to Fuego talking like me. Hello, everybody. We are back.
Fuego.
In a good mood?
In a good mood. Mexico scored. How much time is left?
What's a minute?
They're in the 73rd minute.
Okay, that's there's still a lot of time.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a decent amount of time for the U.S. to score. Who's been having possession, though?
It's been pretty split. It's been a pretty good game so far. Okay. USA's had a lot of good opportunities.
Doesn't sound good.
Mexico has had good opportunities, as evidenced by their goal.
As evidenced by their goal. And we have how many listeners? We have 16. Ooh. One on the... on their radio and 15 on their on the website.
Shout out to radio.
Shout out, listeners.
Shout out to radio.
Shout out to refrigerators.
Is it your radio? Did you leave your radio on just like to have it?
Nah, that just started making some weird noises and I unplugged it.
You got scared.
Yeah.
Hey, radio like in the car?
Yeah, any radio. Oh. As long as you. I don't even know how far did it go. Do you know? Have you tested it like with a car or something? Anybody?
Have not tested it.
Okay. I haven't either. I don't know how far you can go.
You haven't either.
I don't know. I guess we'll
it changes city to city, so it's probably like.
It might be. Yeah,
30 miles.
30 miles? You think?
I feel like that's too much.
I think that's way.
I was thinking like a 5 mile radius.
Yeah, no, it's definitely less than 10.
We can test
it
with El Tito if you want.
I'm down.
Yeah,
but
he has a car now, right?
Yes.
But if you're listening to this on the internet, you can listen to this anywhere.
Right, but I want to test how far the radio...
You can't be like, hey, bro, can you drive to the outskirts of the city and see how far you can go and
bro,
hear
you're
us.
Saying outskirts as if this is like the boonies. Like, that's...
I mean...
We live in Medford, well, we live in Somerville.
Regardless, he's going 7 miles
this guy
out.
Has to be all technical here. Who cares if you... It's like we're on the border. Right?
That's why. We gotta... There's a distinction. You gotta differentiate.
We gotta differentiate. Anyway, so Mexico's winning. Hopefully they win. Personally, that's fine.
I'm looking forward to a good game, too. It's been good.
Hopefully the Democratic debates go better in the future. Because we were watching as the bros, right? Democratic, it was debate night with the bros, right?
Debate night
as
with the boys.
Bros.
With the boys.
With the boys.
Yeah, that's right. And who do you think won that day?
The debates?
Yeah, that debate, you know, the one night we were talking about. Like,
probably
that we watched
Kamala. Like, based off, just solely based off
of... Like, destroying Joe Biden?
Solely based off of the media gain she gained from that, she won the debate.
I hope she doesn't win.
I prefer her to Joe Biden.
I mean, yeah, I prefer all of them over Joe Biden, I have to be honest. But I as a Californian, and as she represented my state, and I know the awful things she did, I'm hoping she doesn't, you know.
She'd fit in as president, though.
All I know is she destroyed Joe Biden. If she's a sacrifice we have to make to destroy Joe Biden, I'm okay with it. Because she took him to town that debate.
Joe Biden.
I don't know if you want to be...
Biden.
Vice President, VP.
From knockout.
Can you say that?
Can you say that on air?
Yeah. Wait. Well, can you say it again?
Knockout.
Well, you said something before that.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe. Yeah, you can say that.
You said Trump too, right?
That's it.
No.
He did it? Oh, he said Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying if he could say Trump on...
No, I don't know. He said a lot of things.
Who's he, bro? I don't even know who you're talking
Quakes.
About.
I wasn't sure okay. Everything he said.
Okay. Well, Trump knockout is what I'm hoping for anyway. I guess we'll start saying our goodbyes. There is enough time, yeah. So I guess we'll start with, again, with Patty Melt.
Yes, this is Patty Melt. Thank you for tuning in.
Yep.
Go Astros. Shout out to all the homies. And, yeah.
Turn off the background music. Turn it up.
Shout out to anyone tuning in. Shout out to Houston.
Hey, you gotta turn up.
Texas.
Turn up. Let's go, Patty Melt. Hey, let's go. Sign off. Pass on the bamboo stick.
Good night, everyone. This is Fuego from San Diego. Take care.
Have a good night. Papi Chulo signing off.
Think of a name, but thanks.
All right, and that is everybody. So this last game was Mario Galaxy, the first game, OST. Thank you for tuning in so far.
We have, yep, and it is 5 minutes, so this is Cluster, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you all have a blessed night. This is the cutest host from coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in. And I have an ugly voice. I don't even know. Wait, what's playing next? Give me a second. So we're going to do off the new album from Gibbs and Madlib. And it is not one of the more popular songs, but I like it, I guess. And, God, this is really loud. I'm going to put that. Again, thank you for tuning in. This is Cluster Diamond Cut Trenches. Hope everyone has a good night.
Yesterday, you were mine. Now you're gone.
I hit it all. I hit all. I'm still here. This one, that one.
I thought I had someone.
I thought it was a tight-knit situation, gone. But T-Pain for her. She about to get off work at the club I used to wait for her. Fucking up my whole family structure to clear the day for her. When I was going through problems at home, I should have prayed more. Yeah, Lord. But I didn't, so I'm tangled in this position. Made a commitment to both of these women and never considering both of their feelings. I got too deep, so after I beat, I should have just dead it in front of the beginning. Cause I admit that I got a bit jealous when she was at Floyd crib stripping, and that ain't like me. This ain't the right me, but it ain't her fault. She called my phone with all the tough talk. I went the fuck off. When seeking another relationship, I just needed a duck off. Got a cool good bitch in the boonies, that pussy, I knocked the dust off. When all the trust lost, sometimes the love is soon to follow. Wifey, you put me off the crib and tell me to come back home tomorrow. When I get caught the fuck up, she hit me with the ultimatum. You need to come home with your daughter. Nothing more important than your baby. Drugs got me crazy. Crazy. Yeah. Circumstances. Yeah.